Your Majesty!
Mocklin started to spring to his feet, or as close to it as someone his age, with his knees, could manage at least, but King Caleb waved him back into his chair.
Oh, stay put, Roger, the youthful monarch scolded. We've known each other for years. You're old enough to be my father, and this is your domain, not mine.
It had, Mocklin reflected, been tactful, if not precisely accurate, of the king to say father and not grandfather.
Your Majesty is most kind, he said, settling back into the luxuriously padded chair Caleb had provided for him.
My Majesty is nothing of the sort, Caleb said tartly, as Merlin Athrawes followed him through the door into Mocklin's office, carrying a leather, accordion-pleated document folder.
My Majesty is a calculating, cynically self-serving sort of Majesty, seeing to it that you and your colleagues have everything you need to function smoothly and efficiently, and without worrying about smoke inhalation, is entirely in my own best interests.
Of course it is, Your Majesty.
Mocklin smiled, and the king smiled back. But then his expression turned rather more serious, and Mocklin's eyebrows rose as Captain Athrawes closed the office door behind him.
As a matter of fact, there's quite a lot of truth in what I just said, Dr. Mocklin, Caleb said. More, in fact, than I think you know.
I beg your pardon, Your Majesty.
Let me begin this way, Caleb said, settling into one of the other chairs in the large, sunny office. I imagine it's safe for me to assume that you've observed a few minor peculiarities about Sajin Merlin here?
He paused, head cocked, and Mocklin's eyes narrowed.
As a matter of fact, Your Majesty, he said slowly, I have.
Well, as it happens, that's because he's a rather peculiar sort of fellow, Caleb said with a tight smile. And the reason for my unannounced little visit this afternoon is to tell you about some of those peculiarities of his and why they and you are so important to what's happening not just here in Karis, but for all of Safehold. I wasn't fully aware of the Sajin's oddities myself until fairly recently, he continued. Not until the day he and Archbishop Michael walked in to tell me about a little history most people aren't aware of. You see, Doctor, it would appear that several centuries ago,